Around the Bay Area, there are a number of studios where adults with disabilities use art to express themselves. One of them is Creativity Explored. It's a thriving studio and art gallery in San Francisco where about 130 artists with developmental disabilities make, show, and sell their work to more than 10,000 visitors a year. Amy Taub is executive director of Creativity Explored.
It's not necessarily what's being expressed, it's how it's being expressed, and it's become a vehicle for people to develop relationships with a very, very broad community that they really would not have had.
KALW's Julie Kane visited the Creativity Explored studio, and she brings us this story.
I'm sitting at a table with Walter Kresnick and Quentin Rodriguez. They're bent over big sheets of paper with pencils and markers and paint.
You guys are both making hearts?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's making hearts, too.
You're making small versions.
I'm making small, big ones.
We're not talking about the kind of puffy, stylized hearts most at home on Valentine cards or sailors' arms. These are the real deal. Anatomically correct hearts, complete with valves and chambers and...
That's the veins.
Huh? Oh,
that's the anterior view of the heart.
Yeah, that's the veins.
The room we're in is an open space, the size of several classrooms put together. It's full of color and light and activity. Artwork covers the walls and hangs from clotheslines strung up above tables crowded with working artists.
We start early in the morning and then we're really creative. Like we think of a thought of what we want to draw and we don't copy. We just go for what, you know, people will like it and enjoy it. And it gives us joy.
That's Kevin Roach. He's been making art here for almost 10 years. And right now, he's working on an incredibly intricate drawing of ants. Lots of ants. Each one is outlined in black Sharpie and then colored in with red.
This looks like a lot of work, what you're doing here. How long have you been working on this?
Maybe 3 weeks. We don't rush anything. We like to keep things kind of going, but, you know, make it really kind of beautiful.
And why ants?
Because they're real, and they're a part of our world.
Real and part of our world. That's a pretty good description of what it feels like here, and what Creativity Explored is all about. Visitors are welcomed, and the doors to the studio are wide open.
The really, really important thing in all of our lives is human connection. It's that very, very simple moment when you look into somebody's eyes and you say hello. And that happens on a daily basis here.
Amy Taub has been the executive director at Creativity Explored for 15 years. She says the artists here come from all walks of life. Some have intellectual disabilities, some are on the autism spectrum, some have cerebral palsy, but here they're not defined by their disability. They're artists whose work is collected and exhibited and sold.
In the Bay Area, there's been a real value placed on people's creativity and ways to communicate, and that stemming from the strong belief that all people have something to say.
One of the teachers here is Victor Cartagena. He's a Salvadoran-born artist who's been working in the Bay Area since the 1980s. It's his table where the drawings of ants and hearts are happening.
And I teach what I do in my profession, you know, the way I do my work, that's the way I can just guide them. You know, it's that easy way I can just introduce a new way of seeing it with the simplicity, line, and way of thinking.
Cartagena leans in to look at Walter Kresnick's anatomically correct hearts and gives him a big smile.
Walter tends to do repetition, but every single heart is totally different shape, different size, but it's coming from the same idea.
The hearts represent people who are special to Kresnick. Cartagena asks him who they are and then carefully starts to write the names next to the hearts.
B-I-A?
Bia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Right.
Okay. Who else?
At the other end of the table, Kevin Roach takes a break from his drawing, which is now covered with even more ants.
Are you ever surprised at the art you make?
Oh, my God. I am. I'm really shocked. I'm shocked. Sometimes I'm shocked that that I even did it.
And that's when I notice what's at the center of each one, a little heart. For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.